This is case number 10,884.
They are requesting an time extension for the variance that was granted. We have DLDOT approval and Sussex Conservation approval and are working on Fire Marshal and Sussex County Planning and Zoning submission for final site plan approval. The plan was to go ahead with the entrance construction, but DLDOT requires a recorded plot copy, and we are working toward that end. Thank you for your consideration, Robert Nash.
How long ago was that?
When it was approved?
Yeah.
October 16th, 2012 is when the letter was wrote, but the finding of facts was December 14th, 2000.
Okay. When was it, finding of facts was what?
They got a time extension in 2012. The original case, finding of facts was 2011, December 14th.
Okay. How long did they ask him for?
How much time?
They don't specify a time.
Of course, I thought we...
Just asking, they're just requesting an extension. The last extension they were granted was a 1 year.
The last time?
Yes, in 2012.
Yep, sometimes those things do take time if they're waiting on Fire Marshal and Planning and Zoning.
Yeah. Sometimes it does.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. For 1 year?
No. For 1 year.
Yeah. I have no problem with it.
Motion to approve a 1 year extension for case number 10,884.
Second.
You second, Mr. Rickards? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,884 for a 1 year extension. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by vote of 5-0, case number 10,884 is approved for a 1 year extension. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me. Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Just to let the board know, the attorneys that are handling the fair housing workshop that was originally scheduled for tonight needed some additional time, so we are rescheduling that, I believe, for December the 9th, I think is the date. So, again, we're probably planning for about an hour, I would think, for that. So I just wanted to let you all know, and it was... certainly they're going to be tailoring it to the issues that are specific to the board, so they want to have additional time for that. So
very well. That having been said, we're open for adjournment. Do you have anything? Any member have anything?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there was a letter running. I figured Mr. Sharp would address it.
Yeah.
About speaking with the press. I got the letter. I wasn't aware that anybody had talked to the press, but
nobody has. They've just had inquiries. We've had inquiries.
They tried to that night, as you well remember, that lady from WBOC did. So I assumed that was what that was for, which. I didn't give them anyway. I wouldn't give any. You remember what I assumed it was. But she wanted us to email after the hearing. I called and got you. So.
The comments that you make, you have an opportunity to make them when you make your decisions. So.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have made any. Give any that night. What I'm
saying is there's, you know, the this is a quasi-judicial board, so requests on those things are... You know, you don't see judges making comments on their decisions, and I think that's likewise with you all.
Right.
You have an opportunity to make your comments when you're deliberating and when you make your motion and when you vote. So it was just more of a reminder.
If they're not clear on it, there's always the archives where they can hear the whole meeting.
Right.
So it was more just as a reminder of that issue. We had gotten some inquiries, so I wanted to make sure that it was just a reminder.
When you say you got some, what, your firm?
From
who? The press or?
I mean, from one of us. Somebody saying something? Then?
No. We had gotten calls. So.
Oh, you had. Oh, okay.
More of a reminder to each of you that.
I mean, we knew this anyway. I mean, and when I got it, first got it in the mail, I sort of looked at the first one, I'm like, what's this all about?
It's more of a reminder.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know, like, I sort of like, you know, you didn't trust how we do our things. You know, I mean, getting this, I mean, getting another letter, I mean, do you have a problem with the way we're handling this stuff here?
Nope. In fact, you handled it the right way. It was more of a reminder because we had gotten an inquiry, our office had gotten inquiries about making comments, and I wanted to make sure that if you all had gotten those same things, that you were handling it the same way. So I know it's not something that we had discussed.
We all have been schooled and are well aware that not only press, but to talk to anybody outside of the hearings about any of it. Something we don't do. So.
Yep.
No.
So, more of a reminder than anything.
So it's a safeguard. I mean, you could say what you want in here then, but yet, back there, you don't say anything.
This is,
and we never did.
No.
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I figured that letter addressed what I had did when I called you over. You know, that lady, she wanted to wait for it after meeting at night, and I told her the same thing then. I couldn't discuss it.
That's right.
Because it wasn't fair. The meeting was over with, nor would I do it. So maybe I thought, well, maybe she called you all, but that's what I told that WBOC reporter. She said, well, then I'll find somebody that didn't talk to me. It ain't going to be me. And I try to handle it very politely with her. So I'm just assuming that that's what that was for.
I told Jamie that I went to Jamie. It's because I got a phone call. That's the reason I went to Jamie.
Yeah. No, but I thought we handled it.
He put that letter out.
Oh, yeah, but I thought we'd handle it with that lady very diplomatically. You know, I told her.
We used to get calls from the press and everybody all the time.
Huh?
We used to get calls from the press. Oh,
we used to. Man, we did that for what? How long ago John said was?
They handled us there for a while. Every asphalt plant, all of it.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, Melvin did that with the batching plant, then that one. Then we had the Allen food there, the Harbison,
when he had the asphalt plant, not only that, I was sitting there as the chief inspector. I was getting phone calls about you guys.
Yeah.
We were nobody's.
Day in, day out.
We used to get them.
And then go over to the club and have lunch over there and then see Melvin Jovis staring at me.
We were sitting on the date when he called you over.
I was never a hero of his.
Yes, you were. Believe it or not.
So it's interesting.
Then we're open for dinner.
So, second.
Okay, gentlemen, see you on the 21st.